This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Before America can be great again, we must be free again. Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And I stand for human freedom worldwide. I don't care if you're in Africa, Australia, South America, North America, Russia, Europe, I don't care. I wish you goodwill across time and space. Come in peace. Paul Watson's coming up in the next segment. I'm going to take a few calls before we do that. Paul's under the weather like I am right now. But Paul, people keep asking, is Trump for real? That's kind of a Soros talking point. I'm not poo-pooing asking if he's for real, but what is your take on that?
Well, I mean, there's an overreaction on both sides, Alex. You look at the Mitt Romney situation. You know, if he selects Mitt Romney for his Secretary of State, the whole narrative has been about, oh, but what about the insults during the campaign? How can we possibly forgive Mitt Romney for his insults? It's not about his insults. It's about the fact that he wanted to arm jihadists. It's about the fact that he wants war with Russia. But again, you can't just immediately dispense with a year and a half of hard work because he makes one decision that you don't like. And, you know, leftists are all over the place saying that Trump's surrounding himself with people who believe the same thing as him. Well, he's not, is he? If he's picking Mitt Romney, then that is definitely diversity of opinion. So likewise, just because he does something positive with the wall or any other issue, TPP, we're not immediately going to bow down and worship him and unquestionably, you know, just follow him without thinking about any of his actions. So on either side of the equation, whatever he does, you can't dispense with it immediately because that's a massive overreaction. Unfortunately, you know, that's how a lot of people think. They think that because he does one thing they don't like, that means he's betrayed the entire movement immediately. Well, just let him get into office at least. Let him have a
hundred. No, I agree. What scares the elite so much about him? That's his biggest feather.
Yeah, exactly. And if you look at his contract with Americans, all of that he says can be established, can be accomplished within the first 100 days. Well, give him the chance to do it. You've got Obama on the flip side saying that he's going to sign a slew of executive orders over the next 6 weeks or so before he's out of office. So a lot of Trump's time initially will be caught up in rewinding, undoing all that.
That's so right. They bitched him for not signing.
Get into office in the first place.
They bitched him for not signing.
Start hitting him, which we will do if he does betray everyone. But you can't just overreact on one thing that you don't like that he's done so far.
Well, I agree. He's in front of a mountain of work. They're like saying, you know, he better rewind everything or, oh, he's transitions in chaos. He won't sign documents Obama's sending over. We've now learned are documents never been sent before. They're trying to get Trump to sign contracts as a president to bind himself before it ever happens.
Exactly. And, you know, paralleling that, you've got this huge recount effort, which has basically got no chance of succeeding. It's not going to overturn the election results. But again, they're trying to put a roadblock between Trump and the inauguration, you know, January 1920, whatever day it is. They're trying to delegitimize his legacy before it even begins. And it's completely failing, as we predicted it would. Jill Stein basically didn't adhere to the law in Wisconsin, which said you need to have proof of fraud. It wasn't just, oh, you have to pay this bill. It's you need to have proof of fraud. Well, they completely let her override that. There's going to be a recount there. Whether it takes place in time or not, we don't know. But they're charging her three times the amount they initially suggested was required. So now she's asking for even more money. What a surprise.
This is in between worshiping Fidel Castro.
Exactly. So Pennsylvania is looking bad as well. You've got to have people file affidavits in every single voting district. That's never going to happen. You're going to need at least three people in each district filing affidavits. But again, they're probably going to bend the rules to allow them to do it. That's what I said at the start. Watch for them bending the rules to allow this.
Let me ask you this question.
By the way, that deadline is passing in about an hour. So if they don't pay for Wisconsin, watch again for them bending the rules to allow this to go forward anyway.
I'm going to come back and turn this over to you, but I want to ask you the question when we return. with 52 days till his inauguration. What else will they try to pull? We'll be back. Stay with us.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
How many times must I tell you?
How many bridges I got to cross?
How many bridges?
How many times must I explain myself?
Before I can talk to the boss.
Before I can talk to the boss.
Before I can talk to the boss. How many times must I tell you how much I love you before you finally understand?
How many times must I say I love you before you finally understand?
The love will have bad will for you and your family. I'm not perfect, but I'm busting my ass trying to deliver freedom. I'm going to be your forever man. All right, we're going back to Paul Watson. Your phone calls, obviously, with Charles and others holding. We'll get to you when you can. But there is so much unfolding. There's so much happening. During the break, we had CNN on during the break in the control room. I'm not trying to talk with a deep voice tonight. I have a really bad sore throat from pollen, and half the city's in bed right now, so I'm sorry. I sound like Darth Vader. It's just how I am. I probably shouldn't even be here on air, but it just feels better to be on air than like in some bed. And they had the district attorney on about We still don't know a motive in this Somali attacking. And there it is. Victim describes attack at Ohio State University. And they're still saying they don't know the motive. He's a jihadi from North Africa, from northeastern Africa. And this is what they're doing. And I just love the media. There was an article this morning saying fake news. Alex Jones says Muslims carried out Ohio shooting. It wasn't a shooting. It was a frickin' stabbing. And so there's this game that the elites play where they define mother and father. They define conspiracy theorists. They define real news versus non-news. Don't they get that they have no credibility? Don't they get they're now a joke? Let me ask Paul Watson this, and I got one more thing to do. I'm going to get out of here. Paul, I see the mainstream media doing stuff that only discredits them further. Or do you see some other angle here, or are they just crazy?
No, they're in an echo chamber, and they think that they control the narrative, they control reality, so they can make up their fake news and just pretend that it's real. What's interesting is that there's fake news which is pro and anti-Trump. Yes, there are fake news websites, we know that. But, for example, there was a story yesterday which went viral that said Trump had already had 5,000 votes in Wisconsin taken away from him. Completely made up, completely fake news. They don't complain about that because it doesn't feed into their conspiracy theory about Vladimir Putin and the Kremlin controlling absolutely everything. And again, that's the key. They call us conspiracy theorists all day long. For the past, what, 6, 8, 10 months, they've peddled the most egregious conspiracy theory about Russian President Vladimir Putin controlling absolutely everything with no evidence whatsoever, yet they still continue to peddle.
And by the way, I wish Putin was running things. I've never heard from Putin. We have to actually talk every day and try to figure stuff out, actually do it. Paul, looking at this, we see the Democrats only intensifying the previous deceptions they've engaged in. You're a smart guy. Where do you see this going? I mean, how does this unfold now? Because if what they did made them lose the election, now they're only intensifying it. Where does that lead?
Well, the obvious danger, Alex, is that they've made everyone hysterical over the past 12 months. They've said that Trump is Hitler. He's got his hand on the nuclear code. He's going to destroy the world. That has radicalized actual crazies in the United States. Several assassination plots against Donald Trump. That's why they've got a no-fly zone over Trump Tower, that entire area. And we see this again yesterday after the attack in Ohio. What is the reaction after an Islamic terrorist? And by the way, ISIS has now claimed responsibility for that attack, while the media still says, oh, was it a Muslim? What was the motive? Well, what do you think was the motive? He said what the motive was in a Facebook post before he did it.
Exactly. That's what I mean. It's like crazy.
It's all laid out. But they responded not by questioning, well, what's the issue here? Do we have a problem with Islamic terrorism, given that this is the second high-profile attack by a Somali migrant just over the past few months alone? We had the, again, knife attack in the mall in Minnesota, Minneapolis. No, they're not asking questions. This was a gun-free zone. If it wasn't for the brave cop, more people would have been injured. People would have actually died. No, they're talking about the biggest issue after this being mean tweets made against Somali migrants. They've actually got a student out of Ohio State University in NPR, I'm going to cover this article later, saying that the biggest worry is, quote, snide comments and mean tweets about Somali migrants. Again, they're just...
Paul, let me interrupt you, then I'm going to get out of here, but you bring up too many points. We had an article yesterday on Infowars.com where the local Islamist mosque and group said, oh, white cop shoots Muslim. Oh, we see it's racist. They were saying that the cop wasn't a hero for shooting this guy. I mean, this is getting crazy. And then they have Democrats on TV. I have a clip we're going to play in a minute, saying it's the fault of guns a day after it was admitted not to be a gun.
No, exactly. We've got other tweets like this one, which blamed Trump and white Americans because the terrorist was probably bullied by racists. And again, this would be a fringe thing unless it was being backed up by the media. So they're out legitimizing violence. We saw them legitimize violence against Trump supporters. Wave of violent physical beatings of Trump supporters off the country, across the country. Meanwhile, they're making up fake hate crimes against Muslims. We've documented that over and over again. And if you go out and you watch the videos where people talk to these Somali migrants in these communities who are completely unintegrated, You know, it's the biggest source for ISIS.
Now, they have like a 10-minute video. They almost all support jihad.
Yeah, we're going to play the video. They ask them directly, do you believe that violence is justified if someone makes fun of the Prophet Muhammad? They all say yes. They all say that violent terrorism is justified. But the problem, after someone goes on a knife rampage and slashes 9 innocent people,
sure,
it's not that ideology.
Sure, and they're kicking Italians out of their own businesses to put Islamists in. I mean, why do you think the left is allied with radical Islam?
Because it gives them protection against all their arguments against anyone who disagrees with them. If you disagree with them on their arguments, they just run and hide behind racism and behind Islamophobia.
So in a sense, Islam is like the muscle of the left now.
Yeah, they're using it as a human shield for their arguments, which on the foundation of it completely collapse. If they can use this as a shield, then it benefits them. I mean, you've got San Francisco today, Alex, coming out and passing a resolution saying we're a sanctuary city. By the way, Ohio State students called for their campus to be a sanctuary days before this attack. So San Francisco comes out and says we're a sanctuary city. We will allow basically illegal immigrants to live here. Meanwhile, we're also going to protect the LGBT community from all the hate that's coming their way. Well, the problem with that is most of the hate is coming from the illegal immigrants that you bring in. They asked Muslim immigrants in Britain if they think homosexuality should be legal. Over 50% of them said no. Homosexuals should basically be criminalized.
Well, that's the thing about Fidel Castro. He jailed gay activists. I mean, in China, they arrest you if you're gay. If you keep doing it, they kill you. And I tell leprosists, they go, shut up, homophobe. I mean, it's like, I don't even care about all this stuff. It's like, why do they hate America so much that gave them all this freedom? Look, America's got problems. But everybody line up around the block like Kaepernick to bitch when they make $170 million. It's like, it becomes a joke, you know, Paul? It really becomes a joke.
It's a total joke. That's why they're losing their argument. The thing with Castro was he rounded up people who had like long hair or who wore their trousers.
Well, he's on record. He put when he first got in 59-60, he arrested like 5,000 gay people in Havana.
Yeah, and a lot of them weren't even gay. They just had long
hair.
You
saw them as artists. Yeah, like any guy that didn't look manly, they arrested.
Yeah, and again, you know, they overthrew another regime which had black people in high positions of power. The top three positions of power were held by black people. Then black people were put in gulags. They were shot by firing squads. But the left worships Castro. Again, it makes absolutely no sense.
Well, it's like ISIS killing all the black Libyans. I mean, where are they supposed to live? It's not Africa. And again, the thing is, folks, we're not against Cubans. We're not saying they're all racist or something. The point is, we hear all day how the West is evil. We're going to skip this break and give Paul more time to go to your calls and cover more. Just briefly before I play this Tim Ryan Congressman club, says college campuses should be insulated from guns. This is hours after, this was last night, after it was admitted to be a machete. They think you're so dumb, they're still saying it's guns. But before we go there, we are running the Black Friday special right through Cyber Monday, right through Cyber Tuesday. It will end today. Free shipping with promo code FREE. Nobody seems to be using that. It's a big deal, folks. Free shipping with promo code FREE at checkout. Sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off, 30% off Super Bell Vitality, 30% off X2 Survival Shield, 25% off BioPCA hair, nail, and skin formula. We've got 50% off colloidal silver. You cannot lose because your purchases is what funds a hardcore operation that is at the tip of the spear fighting the new world order. But regardless, you're funding us. I thank you. I appreciate you. You really should try Super Bell Vitality. That's our best seller. About to sell out. You should take advantage of everything. There's thousands of items. InfoWarsStore.com is the big main shopping mall. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Made1776.com is the Made America apparel, because we give you the choice of that or Made in Mexico or whatever. It's all there, InfoWarsStore.com. And thank you all, because that's how we're funding Paul and Steve Watson, his brother, who's a political scientist, and all the other writers and reporters. We want to hire another 10, 15 people in the next year and really go to the next level. And it's up to you to fund us. And by the way, you've been doing that. We're actually making our goals now, even though I'm not doing my job plugging. And so you're going to see major expansion in 2017, infinity and beyond. So, Paul, let me play this clip of the congressman. This is Tim Ryan. College campuses should be insulated from guns. I'm going to hand the baton to you. my friend. Thank you so much. Here's the clip.
Congressman, one more point before we get to your race, and that is that as soon as tomorrow, the Ohio Senate plans to vote on a bill that could possibly allow concealed handguns on college and university campuses. Do you think that's a good idea?
You know, I really don't. I think that, you know, college campuses and other areas need to be safe havens, and I get it. I understand the other side of the argument, but there are certain places that I think and need to be kind of insulated from guns, and I think places of education and higher learning are those places. But, you know, again, right, that's in the Ohio Senate's hands right now.
I got to come back. I said I was gone, but just because Tim Ryan, the Democrat, says make these free zones, you advertise them like a moth to flame for crazies to go stab people, run over them with cars, shoot people. It's not the car's fault. It's not the gun's fault. It's not the machete's fault or the buck knife's fault. It's the crazy jihadist or psychopath that you brought in that did it. That's who keeps doing it. But since we mentioned that, we actually have footage yesterday at Ohio State of what happened with the peace officer, who they're calling a racist white person, came up against the jihadist with his sword. What happened? Here it is. That's what I do almost every day politically. So there you go, folks. That's the reality of what happened. And Paul, they engage in these cover-ups not knowing everyone knew. I said hours before on air, I said, I bet it's a North African Somali, because almost every stabbing's been Somalis in the U.S. In Europe, it's been so-called migrants to Syria, but that's mainly other jihadis. I mean, it's not hard to guess this stuff. Paul, take over.
Well, thanks, Alex. It's not hard to guess, you're right, because, again, we're going to play this clip where they go out and interview Somali migrants in Minnesota who say directly, yes, violent terrorism is justified if somebody makes fun of the Prophet Muhammad. This is what they believe. This is the religion of peace. It has nothing to do with gun-free zones. That's not going to stop it. We have to tackle...
And let's not forget, in the Netherlands, they're having a trial of the guy that's a front-runner for president, who mildly criticized Islam. In Europe, they're already banning free speech.
No, he said, he asked people if they wanted less Moroccans in the Netherlands. They said yes, and now he's up for hate crimes charges, which is interesting given that the vast majority of the migrant rapists who molested women in Cologne last New Year's Eve, by the way, they're paying for a huge police operation, vast, costly operation to try and stop
helicopters, drones to stop the Muslims raping.
And most of them were Moroccan. I mean, it seems to be their particular speciality that they engage in this kind of behavior. And what's Germany's answer? Let's import hundreds of thousands more. And Angela Merkel is running now for what, a fifth term? I mean, it's getting a bit ridiculous by now. But again, her popularity is in the toilet. You've got a situation in France where I went to Paris recently. It's an open-air migrant camp. You've got mattresses on the street. You've got people fighting with sticks on the street. In good areas of Paris that were formerly tourist hotspots, they've lost tens of billions of dollars in tourist money. But again, the backlash is Le Pen. The backlash is coming across Europe. We're seeing it already. They're not going to have it all their own way. And we're going to continue now, before the break, with more news. Again, we're going to get back into this Ohio State University situation. They're now saying that mean tweets, that horrid glances by other students towards Somali migrant students, that is the primary threat after this rampage. Not the rampage itself, not nine people being slashed. No, that's not the problem. The mall attack before that, that's not the problem. The problem is mean tweets. And we're going to get into that now because we skipped the last break. Again, this is up on Infowars.com. You see it there. Media characterizes mean tweets as more dangerous than Islamic terror after Ohio attack. Now, this is NPR. The first thing NPR did was to go and talk to a Somali refugee at Ohio State University. And he said, quote, listen to this. Oh, and by the way, universities in the aftermath of this across America are sending out letters demanding people don't say mean things about Muslims. because that's the main concern, isn't it? Not actual violent attacks against innocent people. They spoke to this Somali student, which is interesting because the guy who actually carried out the attack said in his social media posts that he did so, and he was in local student newspapers whining about Islamophobia and the mistreatment of Muslims. So what's the first thing they do after this? Whine about Islamophobia and the mistreatment of Muslims.
Well, exactly, Paul. I mean, look, Islamophobia, you don't like being cut up or being a slave or having your genitals cut off or having your country blown up. What's your problem?
But listen to what he said, Alex. This is NPR. When I first heard that he was Somali, I mean, my stomach did fall. Not just because of what happened today, but because of what will happen tomorrow. So again, forget about the nine innocent people slashed, one critical in hospital. Something mean might be said to a Somali migrant in Ohio. That's the main problem. He went on to say, worrying about snide comments, hearing eyes, and a feeling of uneasiness. He worried. He was dreadfully concerned about mean tweets, such as one that said, Artan, the guy who carried out the attack, bit the hand that fed him. That was the tweet. So according to this Somali migrant student, that was the most painful aspect. Those are his words. The most painful aspect of this entire attack yesterday was somebody tweeting that the attacker bit the hand that fed him. He said that really shakes him to the core.
This is called Stockholm Syndrome.
Exactly. And we saw it after Brexit. We saw it after Trump. Again, they've contrived a bunch of fake hate crimes. Every time I'm on the show, I've got a list of like five new fake hate crimes that never happened. The police investigate them, say there's no evidence. The victim wasn't even at the place at the time they said this happened. Meanwhile, Trump supporters are getting beaten to a bloody pulp. Nobody gives a damn. The hate crime wave is against Trump supporters. But again, we see this, be nice to the precious Muslims or they might attack you and kill you because it's a religion of peace. A good reaction to this, I thought, was from Bosch Forstin, who was probably remember the winner of the Draw Muhammad cartoon contest that was attacked in Garland, Texas, or they attempted to attack it. Responsible men with guns killed them. And Bosch Forstin said this, you can see it up on the screen. Muslims, the reason you're not getting the backlash you keep preemptively bitching about after Islamic attacks is because we're not like you. Again, that is the key. We're going to play this video after the next break where Amy Horowitz goes to these Somali migrant communities in Minneapolis and he asks them directly, would you rather live under American law or Sharia law? Every single one of them says Sharia law, says how great it is that they can force people into marriages, that they can cut off people's hands if they're accused of stealing. And then he asks them, well, what about people who make fun of, not even insult, make fun of the Prophet Muhammad? And the answer is, again, unanimous. Yes, people who strike out violently against those who insult the Prophet Muhammad or make fun of him, that's completely justifiable. That's reasonable. Violent terror attacks, justifying them. And this is Somali migrants living in America right now. So we wonder why the most ISIS fighters are going to fight for ISIS in Syria.
Right. I am punching out for real now, but Paul Watson is on fire as usual. We'll be back after this quick break where he will take over the rest of the transmission and play these clips and more. But this is why you support the broadcast, is because we are the tip of the spear against the globalists. We have free shipping running right now with promo code FREE at checkout, InfoWarsStore.com. That means more reporters, more staff, more crew, and you get great products. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. Or simply call toll-free, 888-253-3139. You can follow me on Twitter, at Real Alex Jones. I haven't really gotten good at Twitter over the years. I'm trying to push it now. Paul Watson has a Twitter. It's one of the most successful out there online, routinely retweeted by Donald Trump, President Trump, and his sons as well. And Paul, as we go to break in 1 minute, plug some of your sites and things you're doing.
Well, yeah, you can find me on Twitter, at Prison Planet. And again, that's grown so massively over the past couple of years. You know, like many others have on Twitter, I mean, that's one of the key reasons why Trump got in, was because conservatives became good at Twitter. That was a major detriment to conservatives, to Republican campaigns in general in the past, especially in 2012, that, you know, they just weren't active on social media. Now BBC News has got 27 million followers on Twitter. Routinely, our tweets get more retweets than BBC News, who have 27 million followers. That shows how much we're winning. We'll be back after this break on the Alex Jones Show Live. Don't go away.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live on the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. The deadline for the Wisconsin recount brought by the Green Party's Jill Stein is looming. The payment for it, at least, is looming, reports ABC News. The next deadline that has to be met in order for a vote recount to take place in Wisconsin is set for this afternoon. And this is basically going to happen within the next 2 hours, I believe, when the two third-party candidates who are pushing for the recount of the general election votes have to submit payment. And Jill Stein's got a little problem because they told her that the payment was about 3 times more than she initially thought. So she's going to have to ask a lot more suckers to give money to the Green Party for this fake recount that isn't even going to have any influence unless there's brazen outright fraud, which don't put it past them. So again, they've got until 4:30 p.m. today to make that payment in full. She's whining about it on Twitter, saying, "Yesterday we found out Wisconsin will charge us $3.5 million, an outrageous increase from the initial estimate of $1.1 million for recount 2016. So, again, terrible. Another opportunity for Jill Stein to milk idiots for more money. Again, if you look at Pennsylvania, where she's also exploring having a recount, despite the fact that Donald Trump won by about 77,000 votes, again, massive waste of money, they have to have individuals file affidavits, three within each voting district. And I believe that has to happen by tomorrow. I think that was the deadline, tomorrow. It's just not going to happen. Unless, again, they bend the rules. I said in the first video I made about this, she won't meet the requirements for this recount. She didn't in Pennsylvania, because they said, not only do you need to pay for it, you need to have evidence of fraud. Well, both Jill Stein and the Clinton campaign, which has now glommed onto this, they were behind it from the very beginning, as we know, they had, and they admitted that they had no evidence of fraud. So they didn't meet that requirement in Wisconsin state law to have a recount, yet it's going ahead anyway. So again, they're bending the rules at every opportunity to make this go forward. And it's kind of ironic that this is out of Zero Hedge. Hillary lawyer calls on North Carolina GOP governor to stop recount despite tighter race than Wisconsin. So this is Hillary's lawyer, Mark Elias, who again became embroiled in this recount campaign with Jill Stein, calling on the GOP governor in North Carolina to basically concede the race, even though the margin of victory, 9,133 votes, is significantly less than the margin of victory between Trump and Hillary in Wisconsin, which was 22,800 votes. So again, less than half the margin of victory, yet the same guy who is overseeing this recount is calling for the governor to concede, when he's overseeing a recount of a vote margin more than double that. Complete hypocrisy once again. Fox News reports, Jill Stein's recount effort gets 12 times more coverage from ABC, CBS, NBC than her entire campaign. When Jill Stein was the Green Party's candidate for US president, the broadcast networks only gave her 36 seconds of coverage. However, as soon as she launched the campaign to contest the presidential election and demand a recount of ballots in several key states, the evening news shows on ABC, CBS, and NBC managed to find 7 minutes and 26 seconds of coverage for her in just 4 days. So again, she was on Anderson Cooper last night. She's been on every mainstream network pushing this because they're all behind it. Not because they genuinely believe, or you would at least hope so. In fact, there is a Guardian article where they're begging, saying, this is the last chance to stop a disaster. They actually think they're going to overturn a Democratic election, which will come at the cost of a civil war in the United States, but never mind that. They know it's probably not going to change anything, but what they want to do is delegitimize Trump before he even gets into office. Because again, even if he doesn't meet the electoral vote total, he'll still have more than Hillary, and then it will probably go to Congress to decide to pick the president. Congress is controlled by Republicans, so is the Senate. Obviously, they're going to pick Trump. But again, if they force them to do that, or even if they force just some of these electoral committee members, many of whom have received death threats from tolerant liberals, even if they just force some of them to back down, or even if they just take away one of these states from Donald Trump, again, it will dilute his political mandate. They're desperate at this point, so that's why they're going with this. Again, could it go further? Could they say, oh, we found this mysterious evidence of Russian hacking, which they created in the first place, and then use that to say, well, this election has been cast completely in doubt. Maybe we're going to have to do it all over again. Don't put it past them. 5-6 months after Brexit, nothing whatsoever has happened because of that, because the corrupt political class have come back in and basically annulled the democratic will of the British people, or at least they're trying to. So again, that's still a long shot, but it's there in the background. This is up on Infowars.com report. Hillary planning yet another run for president in 2020. Now, she is going to be 73 years old by the time of the next election. This again goes to the heart of the fact this is a sociopath who is driven mad by her own insatiable lust for power to the detriment of her own health. Is she even going to still be mobile in 4 years' time? But they're saying that all these, oh, just spontaneous random viral selfie pictures where she appears in the woods with her supporters, who turn out to be her former campaign employees, they're saying that that is a setup to try and reconnect her with the American people, that she's just an ordinary person, you know, to hide the reality that she's a complete sociopath with a complete inability to have any kind of proper human emotion. That's what they're saying this is part of. Again, Ron Fournier, National Journal columnist, says that Jill Stein's widely derided recount is all part of that same agenda. He says, quote, it's about raising doubts about legitimacy of the election, even without overturning the result, and is part of Clinton's plans to keep her options open for 2020. So you've got that, you've got the random selfies. Sonny Bunch, editor of the Washington Free Beacon, tweets, this is also why she's randomly appeared with so many Dem operatives, PR flacks, in grocery stores and on hiking trails recently, because, again, it's about trying to reconnect her with ordinary American voters. But a 73-year-old ailing, power-mad, obsessed, sociopathic Hillary Clinton apparently, reportedly, is still keeping her options open for 2020. So the Democrats have already destroyed their brand, and a lot of them still don't get it. They're not listening to Bernie Sanders, who said that identity politics doesn't work and that they should stop doing that. Many of them still believe that that's the way to go. So they may continue to shoot themselves in the foot. Let's get back to the Ohio State attack. Of course, this knife rampage yesterday. I mentioned earlier, NPR, the primary concern after a Muslim terrorist attack where 9 innocent people are slashed, 1 seriously in hospital. Primary concern is not the root ideology that has caused these attacks over and over again, including 2 by Somali migrants just in the past few months alone. Of course, we had the Minneapolis mall attack. No, that's not the main concern. The main concern is not about protecting American students on campuses. The main concern is that somebody might say something mean on Twitter. Oh, yes. They actually give a platform to a Somali student migrant who says that his main source of trepidation is mean tweets, hearing eyes, and snide comments. God forbid he might feel a little uneasy. That's the main concern after this horrific attack. We see this every single time. And what should be the main concern? Should the main concern be an ideology which is embraced by many of these Somali migrants, which says that violent terrorist attacks are a justifiable measure if somebody makes fun of the Prophet Muhammad? In fact, let's go to this video now. This is videomaker Amy Horowitz. He visits Minneapolis to talk to Somali migrants to get their attitudes about living in America, about Sharia law, about Islam on the record. This is what he found. Let's go to the clip.
This is the Cedar Riverside neighborhood of Minneapolis. It's known for the University of Minnesota, phenomenal ethnic food, and the export of American fighters to the terrorist groups ISIS and Al-Shabaab. In fact, it's reported that dozens of young Muslims from this community have gone to fight for these organizations. So we hit the street to find out what is going on. Is it easy to be Muslim in America? Or is it hard?
It's easy to be Muslim.
It's easy to be Muslim.
Yeah.
Nobody gives you problems.
That's no problem.
And you go to school here, obviously?
Yeah.
And the kids, are they good to you? Are they nice to you? Is it tough?
Oh, yeah. It's not tough at all.
It's not tough at all?
No.
This is a free country. That's the beauty of it. So we love America. I mean, you know, it's a great country. Freedom of speech, freedom of choice of your religion.
Right.
So we don't have any issues.
Do you feel more comfortable living under American law, or do you feel more comfortable living under Sharia law?
Sharia law.
I'm a Muslim. I prefer Sharia law.
Right. Sharia law, yes.
You prefer Sharia law over American law?
Of course, yeah. Of course, yeah.
And you find most of your friends feel the same way?
Yeah, of course. If you're Muslim, yeah.
Sharia law, it says if you steal something, they cut off your hand. So basically, they can leave their stores open. Nobody's going to steal anything because the Sharia is so tight. Usually, they don't do anything. The smallest things usually have big consequences.
And he can make his daughter marry somebody.
Yeah, he can. He has the authority, you know?
The authority to that.
Yeah, to do that, yeah.
So here, how young do you think it's okay?
Yeah, 15.
How do you feel when this whole controversy with the Prophet Muhammad and people depicting the Prophet in cartoons, how does the whole thing make you feel?
That really pisses me off, you know what I mean? Because they know it's a button to push.
That makes me angry. It's just that everyone gets, like, the big freedom, and then they don't see that the freedom that they're getting is causing a problem. It's causing hatred for other people.
Would it be better if we made it illegal in America to make fun of the Prophet Muhammad?
Definitely, yeah.
Do you think we should make a law that makes it illegal to...
That would be better, yeah. That would be better. Yeah. To stop, you know, yeah. Aggression.
I was so upset and I was so mad. They insulted our religion, they insulted our prophet, and we couldn't take it.
And they shouldn't be allowed to do that.
Oh my God, big time, yes.
Do you understand the motivation behind the people then who strike out violently against people who depict the Prophet Muhammad?
Yeah, I understand totally where I'm coming from, yeah.
You understand why they feel motivated to do that?
Yes, because when you every day you face frustration and, you know, every day you have, you know, you're mad or somebody say that or you feel hate yourself. You can do anything you want. You commit suicide, you don't care because your heart is telling you, I don't want to live no more because you couldn't take that much hate or you kill someone.
In a way, they kind of deserved it.
No, every action has a consequence.
Is it right to kill somebody who insults Muhammad?
Yeah, because she is just, she hates the religion, I understand. But she shouldn't pick up the prophet, you know?
Do you understand why people would want to attack her?
Yeah.
You have a choice. Would you rather live here or rather live in a Muslim country?
I'd rather live in a Muslim country with my people.
Would you prefer to live in America or prefer to live in Somalia?
For me, I think it's Somalia.
You prefer to live in Saudi Arabia?
Yeah.
Would you rather live in America or live in Somalia?
I would rather live in Somalia.
I'm not Americanized. I just speak fluent and I'm, you know what I mean? I'm articulate and I can articulate what I'm trying to say, you know what I mean? That's about it. But other than that, I mean, as far as my culture and my preferences and everything, it's still Somali, you know what I mean?
Even though here you have all the freedom and stuff like that?
And even though I have all the freedom.
I think life might be better in Somalia than here.
Because now you have the freedom of it, of practicing your religion
right.
While working and doing your other things.
So again, they would rather move back to a Muslim country. They'd rather move back to Somalia than stay in America. Yet, surprisingly enough, none of them have. Could that just be because Somalia is a complete crap hole ruled by bloodthirsty warlords? I wonder. But again, you heard them in that clip. It's justified to attack and kill people who make fun of the Prophet Muhammad, which is exactly the screed that this Ohio State University attacker made before his knife rampage. Again, he said that Muslims were being mistreated, that Islamophobia was rampant, and that's what justified his attack. So then the NPR article that I cited earlier, they react by going out and talking to a Somali migrant who basically says the same thing, that Muslims are being mistreated, there's this huge Islamophobic wave, and the violence is justified, the violence is understandable. Another aspect to this is President Obama. Again, you had this hero shoot a terrorist dead, putting his own life at risk. Where's his honor from Barack Obama? This is a president who honored Clock Boy. Okay? 400,000 retweets on President Obama honoring Clock Boy, who, again, was a dreadful victim of Islamophobia because he brought a device into school that looked like a bomb and was then castigated for bringing a device into school because, of course, it didn't look anything like a bomb. Well, yes, it actually looked like a bomb. That wasn't Islamophobia. It was common sense. He became a cause celebrity. Barack Obama honored him officially. Barack Obama has nothing whatsoever to say about the hero cop who shot dead a terrorist and undoubtedly saved people's lives. What you're also not hearing in the aftermath of this is the fact that Donald Trump was right once again. 3 weeks ago, he said that Somali migrants in states such as Minnesota, that's where the individuals you just heard there, that's where they're from, he said that they refused to integrate and that a portion of them posed a terror threat. Quote, some of them are joining ISIS and spreading their extremist views all over our country and all over the world. Again, he told residents of Minnesota they were flooding in without your support or approval, citing the threat posed by these Somali migrants who have been self-radicalized, as happened in the case of Abdul Razak Ali Artman, the Ohio State knife man. Again, under President Obama, 43,000 Somali refugees have been settled in the U.S. with no adequate way to check their backgrounds as they enter the country. What's interesting about that is that more Somali migrants came to the U.S. under Bush than they did Obama, because it was the Republican-led Congress that oversaw the wide-scale importation of them. So again, the fallout continues. We've now got American Mirror reporting Ohio State students demanded sanctuary campus days before attack. They demanded that Ohio State University be a sanctuary for Somali migrants days before a Somali migrant went on a knife rampage. We'll be back with the final segment after the break. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
I want to tell you about a brand new off-the-grid product. It's a pocket-sized solar generator. Even though it's so small you can put it in your pocket, it can actually run some 110 appliances at your house, like small refrigerators to keep your food from spoiling. The best part, though, you can take it with you. It's mobile to jumpstart cars, trucks, buses, 18-wheelers, huge tractors, even airplanes. The new PPX system provides an endless supply of off-the-grid electricity, basically creating your own private power grid anywhere in the world. A true innovation. I have never seen anything like this. You're going to want to load up on these. One for your truck, your wife's car, your house, cabin. It's even a great Christmas idea if you've got a friend who wants to get off the grid. Go to privatepowergrid.com. That's privatepowergrid.com. And check this out. Buy one right now. Use coupon code GCN at checkout and get a second one free on the $300 in free off-the-grid bonuses. Check it out. privatepowergrid.com. Limited one per household. PrivatePowerGrid.com.
Hey, Lord, I love. Nothing can keep it from you. Hey, segment of the Alex Jones Show. Before I hit on a few final headlines, I want to direct you to InfoWarsStore.com, where we have Super Male Vitality at 30% off for this extended Cyber Monday free speech special. 30% off Super Male Vitality. InfoWars and other liberty groups are now being targeted by mainstream media controls and Soros-funded attack dogs who are trying to shut down free speech. And that's not a cliche. They're putting out fake news lists saying we're funded, controlled by the Kremlin, and that people should install extensions onto their browsers which pop up and say that we're fake news and that we can't be trusted. Of course, they're the experts at fake news. They blazed the trail for fake news with all their fake narratives and fake stories, and now they're targeting us for elimination, Google de-indexing, Facebook, Twitter censorship. This is why we need your support. By getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. We're not just saying that. We've got to this position with your help. Not with the help of George Soros, not with the help of giant corporations, not with the help of corrupt dictatorships in the Middle East like Bahrain, who pay CNN to do puff pieces for them. We're not backed by any of that. We're backed by you getting the products, and Super Male Vitality has hundreds of five-star reviews on InfoWarsLife.com, which you can read for yourself. Again, go and see the benefits this has had for other people. Check out the other products. We have Brain Force Plus. We have the extended Black Friday preparedness sale. 30 to 40% off InfoWars Select storable food. The elite are preparing for this. They're all buying underground bunkers. The government has storable food. But if you buy storable food, you're a dangerous kook. Well, no, you're not. You're being perfectly reasonable. And if nothing happens, just eat the food. And you save money anyway. So again, that is InfoWars Select storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. 30 to 40% off, shelf life of 25 years. Nothing happens after 25 years, just eat the food. It's a great insurance policy, and it supports the growth of this network. InfoWarsStore.com. Let's get to some final news stories. Cologne plans helicopters and mounted police to prevent mass sex assaults on New Year's Eve. Of course, last year we had the mass molestation of women by Muslim migrants, hush hush, which the media refused to report on for 3 days. The police covered it up. Feminists blamed German men. So now they're having this huge security operation, probably going to cost millions and millions of euros of taxpayers' money, just to prevent women from being molested as they walk in the streets of their own cities, because Islam is a religion of peace. Lily Allen won't say if she's taken a refugee into her home as promised a month ago. Well, imagine my shock. In fact, you had Bob Geldof in September of 2015, over a year ago, say that he would take in Syrian refugee families. How many Syrian refugee families have been taken in to Geldof's numerous mansions? Zero. Because it's all about virtue signaling. It's not about actually doing anything to solve the problem. So again, Lily Allen, who goes to migrant camps and just cries on camera for public relations stunts, promised to take in Syrian refugees. What a surprise, hasn't done so. The Sun reports women's health at risk because scientists are terrified of being labelled sexist. Top academics have said the trendy belief that men and women's brains are the same is totally false. Again, that's a hate crime now to even say that. And is hampering the development of drugs. So they're now actually trying to develop life-saving drugs that in some cases only apply to women or men, but can't do that because if they come out and admit the thought crime, that God forbid there are some differences between men and women biologically, then they may be fired. They fear being called sexist. Another absolutely blazing example of the fact that feminism is a threat to women. That's going to wrap it up for the Alex Jones Show. Breaking news at InfoWars.com. Thanks for joining us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.